Are you looking for tickets? Head over to www.seatgiant.ca. That's seatgiant.ca for all your ticketing needs. Hockey tickets, basketball tickets, baseball, football, soccer, CFL, you name it, we got it. Head over to www.seatgiant.ca. Every single ticket is in Canadian funds. That's right, guys. Canadian owned, Canadian operated, and SeatGiant.ca is in Canadian dollars. Now, to save some even more money at checkout, make sure you use discount code FIREDUP. That's FIREDUP at checkout on SeatGiant.ca. Don't just buy a ticket, buy an experience. SeatGiant.ca.
Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Kasuk of BarnBurner.ca. Our at least twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android. Welcome to the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show, a Raw recap for Monday, April 22nd. Raw this week came to you from Des Moines, Iowa, the hometown of Seth Rollins. Triple H comes out to begin Raw this week, and then he's interrupted by Seth Rollins, who he says now he's the hunted. Before he was the hunter, now he's the hunted, blah, blah, blah. So they set up 2 3-man matches. The winners will face off in the main event, and the winner of that will take on Seth Rollins for the undisputed title and Money in the Bank. Of course, the matches are Rey Mysterio, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Drew McIntyre, The Miz, Baron Corbin. All of these come to the ring, and they want a title shot. Giancarlo Aulino, the Rookie of the Year for BarnBurner, is on here with us. Giancarlo, what did you think of the opening segment?
Yeah, Triple H come out. That was an interesting move, considering the superstar shakeup last week. The rosters now, both of them, they're trying to figure out where everyone's going. But now we know that Samoa Joe, the U.S. champion, is on Raw. And WWE kind of gave it away there with the two triple threat matches, because Seth Rollins, when he came out to cut the promo, it was a good promo between the two, but when the superstars started to come out, it took the surprise factor away, because they kind of gave it away just 2 seconds earlier. So the six men all came out. They all said their piece of why they think they'll be the next Universal Champion and why they'll face Seth Rollins. And we got that first start match with AJ, Samoa Joe, and Rey Mysterio. I thought they worked really good together. And AJ at the end, an innovative move, using Rey Mysterio as an extra weapon to hit Samoa Joe with that Styles clash, and he covered him for the 1-2-3.
Yeah, AJ Styles winning in about 18 minutes. They also hyped up Becky Lynch versus Alicia Fox, who makes her return tonight. Then they show Naomi dancing on commercial break. Naomi then takes on Billy Kay. The ring announcer made a mistake here, but anyways, let's get to it, Giancarlo.
Yeah, it was wasn't the greatest of matches. It was not that long, but Naomi got the win, and I don't know where they're going to go with this, because Naomi doesn't have a partner anymore, as the Iconics mentioned. Bayley is on SmackDown. She was her partner last week, so Naomi right now gets a win over one half of the tag team champions, and it will be interesting to see if she gets herself a partner now that she has this win and maybe a title shot in the future.
All right, so Naomi winning there. Then they have a bizarre Bray Wyatt promo. We'll get back to that in a little bit later. Then The Miz, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, triple threat to see who goes to the main event. Giancarlo.
Yeah, this match actually exceeded all my expectations, because I wasn't thinking this was going to be good, considering you have two heels in there, and The Miz, he's a good face right now, but he's still trying to become that baby face that leads a brand where the fans all get behind, and he did a really good job here. Him and Drew McIntyre, I thought, had a real good back and forth with each other. I wouldn't mind seeing them two go one-on-one in the future, and I was surprised Baron Corbin won this. When McIntyre hit him with the Claymore kick, The Miz was out, and Corbin came in, threw McIntyre out the ring, and capitalized on The Miz. So it was a great heel win for Baron Corbin, and it keeps Drew McIntyre, and I think The Miz as well, keeps him safe going into their next feud.
Yeah, that match lasted about 15 minutes. So, everybody, they're giving a big push to Baron Corbin. We'll see what happens in the main event. Then they had a Make-A-Wish video. And Sami Zayn, yes, Sami Zayn came out and spoke. Sami Zayn is very good at what he's saying. Giancarlo, go ahead.
Yeah, him as a heel, at first when he turned heel over a year ago, I didn't know if it was going to work because he's been a face for so long, but he's really relished that role and taken advantage of it coming back. And since his return from injury, just getting on the fans even more of how much he hates them. He had a collage of pictures on the screen of showing his time away from WWE and going to all these tourist attractions and how happy his life was. And he hoped that the WWE Universe gets to do that same vacation, except he wants them to go to hell. And that ended the segment. And Sami Zayn is probably the biggest heel now on Raw besides Baron Corbin.
Everybody should see how... Never mind, I'm not going to go there. Then we had another acquisition from SmackDown to Raw. This one everybody should be excited about. Cesaro, they had a good match. Cesaro and Cedric Alexander. Cesaro winning. What did you think?
Yeah, this match, I liked it. It was good for Raw, but for Cedric Alexander now, you want to get WWE's fan base that watch Raw every week to get to know Cedric Alexander even more. I think he's a type of superstar like Buddy Murphy, what they're doing on SmackDown. Have a vignette for him every week, I think, and lead up to a pay-per-view debut. Because, you know, like, not everybody is watching 205 Live. I think out of all their shows, that's probably the least watch. And even though it's a good show and they have great stars, you want to have the WWE fans who are casuals or maybe just watch Raw get more invested in the character. And I thought they may have dropped the ball with that, but Cesaro gets a clean win tonight.
All right. Charlie Caruso, by the way, looks amazing, interviewed the Usos, Jimmy and Jey Uso. They mentioned now they're excited of new tag teams, the Lucha House Party. But then they were interrupted by Nash Walder and Scott Dawson. So I'm excited to see a feud between these two guys or these four men. What did you think, Giancarlo?
Yeah, it was a good sign of things to come with the revival and the Usos. And these two guys, when they were, one was on Raw, the revival, and the Usos on SmackDown, they were arguably the best two teams. And it's, even though it's not for a title right now, I think in the future by SummerSlam, maybe that could be something that fans are seeing for a title, maybe a few months, maybe a feud that lasts long, like with the New Day and the Usos had on SmackDown.
They should have a penitentiary match. Anyways, the Viking Experience is no more. It lasts one day, okay? Now they're the Viking Raiders. Yes, Viking Raiders do a number on the Lucha House Party, blah, 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 whatever. I'm not going to get to it. Then Becky Lynch in the ring, being called out by Lacey Evans. Becky Lynch takes on Alicia Fox. You know who won that match? Actually, it was a longer match than I expected. But then Lacey Evans does what I do all the time to Giancarlo when he doesn't edit out shows well, punches her, gives out her knockout punch, not once but twice. Boy, are they really invested in Lacey Evans.
Yeah, and Becky Lynch and her got into a little bit of a back and forth, and we finally saw Lacey Evans cut a promo and get comfortable with that. Like, she just usually comes to the ring, and it's a short promo, like a few seconds. This time, they gave her a chance to really go out there and try to develop and get a feel for it, because not everybody can cut a promo. It takes a while for some of these stars coming from NXT, and I thought she did an okay job with it, and now she gets her title shot with Becky Lynch, and right now they got something to work with heading into SmackDown with Becky Lynch as a challenger from there, or if she's just going to defend both titles with Lacey Evans.
Okay, so a lot of changes from last week, the Superstar Shakedown or Shakeup. Of course, we mentioned Cesaro coming in. Bobby Roode now changes his name to Robert Roode. He has a mustache. He looks like Rick Roode, Bobby Roode, Robert Roode, whatever you want to call him. He took on Ricochet, 11 minutes, 15 seconds, and this guy now has his momentum back, Robert Roode beating Ricochet, basically had momentum, and now it stopped.
Yeah, and I was hoping that they would save this for a pay-per-view, because having a match on Raw, and I don't think the crowd was really into it because this was like the third hour just coming in, and I don't know, it was kind of it took a lot to get the crowd into this match. If they really built this up, I thought Money in the Bank would have been perfect to have a good singles match between the two, and it would have been more of an impact for Bobby Roode to get that win. But now with Roode getting it over Ricochet on Raw right after the Superstar Shakeup, it, I don't know where they go from there.
A Firefly Funhouse video was shown, and it was Bray Wyatt, who looks like Giancarlo Aulino now, but first of all, what did you think of Bray Wyatt's look? Second of all, do you think Bray Wyatt could play Mr. Robinson or Roberts or whatever that 20 years ago in Sesame Street thing came down?
Yeah, is he's got an interesting new look. I don't know what to make of his whole Firefly Funhouse thing with the puppets everywhere, and he had a chainsaw too, cutting an old board of himself, those superstar stand-ins that they have, and he had that laugh. So I don't know where they're where kind of direction they're going to go with this character, but it's going to be interesting to see that now. But they're getting everyone's attention online, and I guess that's what the goal is for all their stars, to get some buzz online, and they did just that on tonight.
Okay, from next week, Raw comes to you from Kentucky. They'll have a moment of bliss with, she'll be announcing the Money in the Bank participants for the ladder matches for both men and ladies. And then it's time for the main event, AJ Styles against Baron Corbin, to see who takes on Seth Rollins at Money in the Bank. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, both guys won their triple threats earlier, and now the main event, Styles and Corbin, they had a good, a decent match together, but I kind of was surprised when AJ won with the phenomenal form. I really thought Baron Corbin was going to win and they were going to really take it up a notch, because since he beat Kurt Angle and ended his career, they've really been invested in him, and I thought they were going to go with him and Seth Rollins for the title, but we get AJ and Seth Rollins for the first time ever at pay-per-view, and that should be huge, because that's a match that people would say could even headline a WrestleMania. So Money in the Bank is a big pay-per-view now, with a universal title match, and now it's going to be tomorrow night. We're going to find out what Kofi's going to be doing at Money in the Bank as well.
Yeah, and we're also going to find out what Vince McMahon has in store for Roman Reigns. Of course, he knocked him out last week on SmackDown. So, again, in case you're wondering, Andrade and Selena were drafted or were super shaped up to Raw, but they got moved to SmackDown. So did Aleister Black, Cesaro, and who knows, Sheamus is out with a concussion, and where they're going to show up there. But also, looks like Andrade, whose real-life girlfriend is Charlotte Flair, she pulled some strings, had Andrade back on SmackDown. And last time we saw, last week, Andrade pinned Finn Balor. Now, Finn Balor is the Intercontinental Champion. Finn Balor is also on SmackDown, so you can see a feud coming there. Also, Sasha Banks is not done with the WWE. She's just taking a hiatus. They're expecting her in the next couple weeks to be back with the WWE, so expect Sasha Banks. And from what I hear, she's going to get a massive match of push. Also, expect to see Beth Phoenix and Natalya back in the ring soon. I have heard that she'll be touring Europe when they do the tour of Europe in May and June. So, but I have also heard that they have plans for Beth Phoenix. I still hear that Trish and Lita will be participating somehow at SummerSlam here in Toronto. So, of course, SummerSlam happens in August. Don't forget, you know, we're talking WWE, but Impact Wrestling has a pay-per-view Rebellion here in Toronto at the Rebel Nightclub this Sunday. And, of course, Monday TV tapings, Rob Van Dam will be appearing. Rob Van Dam will be appearing Monday at the TV tapings for Impact Wrestling here at the Rebel Nightclub. Also, and All Elite Wrestling, AEW, well, they revealed Cody Rhodes' mystery partner or mystery opponent. Giancarlo, you want to fill it in?
Yeah, so it is Dustin Rhodes, formerly Goldust in WWE. The rumors were true that he did leave, and he posted a statement about WWE just thanking them for the years and the time there, and he's going to be going to All Elite, and he said, is it his last ride, or is it just the beginning? So he's teasing something. Maybe it's a long-term comeback or just a one-off, but going to be good, maybe a closure for his career to face Cody at All Elite's Double or Nothing.
Also, I hear on the SmackDown side, Roman Reigns will be starting a feud with Randy Orton. AJ Styles should just start a feud after his Money in the Bank match with Drew McIntyre. And yes, Baron Corbin is, he is going to be pushed to the Universal title scene to take on Seth Rollins. But the big question is, where is Braun Strowman? They haven't, done anything with Braun Strowman. So I don't know what they're going to do with him, but Braun Strowman, who's a monster and was pushed, but now there's nothing in the works for Braun Strowman. Referees are on edge, very on edge after the WrestleMania main event botch. They're walking on eggshells there. Also, there are rumors going around that at the independent show this weekend, CM Punk came in, got to go to sleep, he was wearing a mask, and left. I don't know if those rumors are true or not, but he came in and he left also. So that should be interesting. Expect Big E, when he does come back, to be a heel, and he's already teasing or telling the New Day not to trust Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, by the way, was great last week on his, debut with the New Day. And the Big O, I can't believe nobody mentioned this, the Big O, they were in Montreal's Olympic Stadium was called the Big O. Now, as you know, WrestleMania 36 will be happening April 5th, 2020 from our good friend Steve Carney's hometown of Tampa Bay, Florida. WrestleMania 37, from what I hear, will happen in Los Angeles. And I hear WrestleMania 38 coming to Toronto. Giancarlo, remember, I don't know, maybe a year ago, even 8 months ago, I said WWE has a deal with Toronto. They're going to get Survivor Series, which happened in 2016. Now, this year, 2019, they're having SummerSlam in about 2 or 3 years, getting WrestleMania in 2 or 3 years after that. Look for the Royal Rumble. So that potentially could occur. Giancarlo, are we forgetting anything, or do you want to add anything?
No, I'm good there. Just the Goldust and Dustin and Cody match is... I like how All Elite, they use the Being the Elite YouTube series to build the matches for the card and that just further storylines. I think that's an interesting touch. And I'm surprised WWE, with all of the network stuff and their just reach on YouTube, hasn't done that. And maybe we'll see a time where YouTube becomes an avenue for WWE to even have a show, or because they've done it with Facebook, maybe YouTube in the future. That'd be interesting.
WWE has also canceled their Backlash pay-per-view because of the Saudi Arabia show. Backlash pay-per-view was going to take place June 16th. Saudi Arabia show is happening on June 7th. That's a Friday, June 7th. Also, Alexander Wolf has left Sanity, and he said goodbye, WWE world. Yes, he's not on the main roster. He's on NXT UK. So for those people who want to know about Alexander Wolf, I think that's about it. Tomorrow here in Toronto, we got Game 7, the Leafs, Boston Bruins. Game 5, the Raptors and Orlando Magic. And we got the Blue Jays at 7 o'clock. So we may do On the Mat Wrestling Show SmackDown recap, maybe put it out for Wednesday morning or something like that. We will do it. And we got several wrestling interviews coming up. And tell them, Giancarlo, we got exclusive Bellator MMA interviews.
Yeah, so this Saturday, a big card in Bellator. They're on the Zone. So if you want to subscribe to that, you can go on the Zone and find out Bellator. They're bringing Roy McDonald, who's a welterweight champion, first round bracket against John Fitch, who we got the chance to talk to, and Mr. Wonderful Phil Davis on the card, where we spoke to him as well. He's taking on Liam McGeary for the second time. So two great interviews that you'll want to look out for this week. And a lot of stuff in those interviews that you may want to find out about these two fighters.
All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
And by the way, Giancarlo, we're the first ones to report this. Happy birthday to John Cena tomorrow. John Cena's birthday tomorrow. Giancarlo, can you see me? Or can you see my five-knuckle shuffle? Thanks a lot, Giancarlo.
Thanks, yeah.